The Lord is asking us to bring our treasure where He wants our hearts to be. Where we put our treasure, our desires follow. The Lord has, in a loving way, rebuked me. He's told me, you're not teaching the people how to be generous. And I've repented of that. And one of my biggest setbacks was, Lord, I don't want them to think that's all we talk about is money. And the Lord said to me, that's what the devil speaks and whispers in their ear to keep them greedy. And every one of us has heard that whisper. That's all the church wants is your money. And the Lord says, that's how the enemy keeps them lovers of money, which is the root of all evil. So I've repented and I've stepped into boldness and confidence, and I've rejected the fear of man and the pleasing of man, and my life is to please God. The scripture says in Matthew chapter 6, and we'll read it on the screen. And the Lord is saying, store up your treasures in heaven, not here on the planet. We have bank accounts, we have mutual funds, we have stocks, and we store our money in all these places because we're looking towards the future. And we want to secure our future as best as we can. We have insurances, life insurance, all kinds of stuff. We want to make sure that if something happens in the future, our loved ones will be taken care of. And I think that the Bible does say that a wise person stores and saves and plans for the future. And that's wisdom. And the scripture says this in Matthew 6:19. Read it with me. It says, don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Pablo Escobar hid millions and millions of money in the earth, in the ground. And they found that it had rot. It had basically become useless when it was found because it was not properly sealed and the earth got to it. And that's what people think. People that love money more than anything, the love of money is the root of all evil. You can't love God and money. You'll be enslaved to money. You can't serve God and money. That's what the scripture says. And that's what people do. They want to store the thing that they most value. But Jesus, completely counterculture, he says this in verse 20. Store up treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. And how do we do that? How do we store up treasures in heaven? This is the house of prayer as a church. This is supposed to be, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But not just here, but here. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. So are you. God is dwelling within me. We are his dwelling place. And when I lead others to the Lord, and when I speak of Him and reflect Him and I'm an example, represent Him, I'm storing up treasures in heaven. Why? Because true riches are people. And I can't take anything with me except those who follow Jesus. And so my number one obsession is to be a disciple of the Lord. My second obsession is to be a disciple unto my children, to teach them how to be disciples, because I want them going with me. And that's true riches. So that's what we do. So when you bring your treasure into the house of God, your heart follows. If you'll notice that if you start investing, my brother this morning, Josue, he was here. There was an event here last night. The place was a mess. He came in here and he started cleaning. He put his treasure, which is his time, and his skill and his efforts, and he started cleaning, started setting up everything up. All of a sudden, his desire for the service increased. Am I right? Because where you put your treasure, your heart will follow. Jason in the back has done the same. He comes in here, he's sweating, working out, moving stuff. All of a sudden, the service means more to him, and you sitting here means more to him because he put his treasure where his desires are following. When we serve, we give our time and we give our treasures. Our hearts are there. And the Lord says, I want your heart. Put your treasure where I want your heart to be. God's treasure is in his bride. Do you believe that? The church is the bride of Christ. My treasure is with my family, with my bride, my wife, Ashley. She's out of town. She's spending some time with her sisters. They're celebrating her birthday, which is this month, the 25th, but it's early. But they came into town. They went to Austin for just a couple of days, and that's why she's not here. But because my treasure is with my wife, so is my heart. My treasure is with my family, so is my heart. My time, all of my energy, my resources. But it starts with God. And I put Him first in my resources in tithe and offerings. So the Lord says, bring your tithe. Bring the offerings, your treasures. I want your heart to be in the things of God. So the next scripture says this in verse 21. Read it with me. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. And then in the same chapter, that's when Jesus says, you can't serve God and money. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, your shelter. Don't worry about what the world worries about. He says, seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness, and He'll take care of all your needs, basically. So we're going back to the ancient practice of tithing and offering and bringing back what belongs to God. And the tithe is the 10% of what He has given us. When we have a salary, the 10% of the salary, it's not the 10% of what we bring home, because Uncle Sam gets his portion before God gets his. So we take the whole portion. We say, Lord, that whatever the 10% is, we bring it back to You. And I know that it is a sacrifice, but the Lord looks at the obedience more than He does the sacrifice. And the obedience is obeying as a disciple. Now I'm speaking to disciples. If you're not a disciple, you're not in yet. If you're a disciple, disciples practice ancient practices to cultivate intimacy with Jesus. And this is an ancient practice. Prayer is an ancient practice. Scripture is an ancient practice. Sabbath is an ancient practice. Solitude is an ancient practice. Assembling in community unto the Lord is an ancient practice. Serving is an ancient practice. Generosity is an ancient practice. You'll find it in Scripture. And if the Lord has your heart, your life is transformed. If the enemy has your heart, your life is in ruin. One of the ways he has your heart is because he has your money. And your money speaks volumes of what you value because of how you spend it. So, we're going to pray. We're going to thank God for tithe and offerings. For those of you who are practicing righteousness and giving, there's a blessing for you. The blessing is you become generous like Jesus. For those of you who are still on the fence, I pray that you are convinced by the Holy Spirit that His ways are better than ours. So let's stand and pray and thank God for the tithe and speak a blessing over every person who has brought back a tithe over the weekend through online. There's three ways you can give. You can give here, the giving stations. You can text that number or you can go to the screen. This month, we're also focusing on the heart for the house. We want our heart to be in God's house. And I'm not specifically talking about an organization. I'm talking about God's church, God's people. If you belong to another church and you're visiting, be faithful in tithing where the Lord has planted you. Because that's important. If God is planting you here, then we're rooted here. We begin to flourish. God's doing amazing things. So, two things. For those of you who give and you bring your tithes, and that's an ancient practice that you've been following and it's a part of your lifestyle, ask the Lord if He would have you give above that, an extravagant gift. What's it for? It's for the house, for the resources. The Lord is going to give us a building. I don't know when, I don't know how, but He's going to give us a sacred place specifically set aside for His purposes, a place that is set aside specifically for worship. He's going to give us a place, some land, something's happening, and we have to position ourselves. This place There's so many volunteers that volunteer, but there's also staff members that are here. This is an organization, but it's an organism unto the Lord. But we have to position ourselves correctly. And so for some that tithe, ask the Lord, what would you give this year? For those that don't tithe, let that be your heart for the house, is the ancient practice of committing. I'm going to bring the first 10% of what comes to me, of what I earn every time the Lord blesses me, every time I get paid. It takes obedience to do this. But the scripture says, test me, try me, put me to the test in Malachi. And so that's what we're believing, that we could never outgive God. Amen? There's nothing that you can give that's greater than what He's already given, but you could never outgive God. Don't let the enemy lie to you. So let's take a moment to thank God, and we're going to speak a blessing over those who have brought back their tithe and offerings, and also pray for those who are praying about obedience in tithe and offerings. Father, we come before you. We thank you that you are our provider. My job is not my provider. The company that I work for is not my provider. Lord, the people that sow into my life, they're not my provider. You're my provider. You're the one who sustains me. You are the source of all living things. Everything in heaven, on earth, and even beneath the earth. You are sustainer. You are everything, God. And we come to you remembering that you are the one who blesses us to be a blessing. And Father, as an act of obedience, we bring back the tithe unto you. They are holy unto you. They belong to you. For you, for your purpose, for your kingdom, so that everything that you want to do gets done. We honor you, God, for allowing us to be partners with you, to co-labor with you, to partner with heaven, to partner with God. We thank you for that opportunity. And Lord, your word says that you would open up a window or windows of the windows of heaven, and that you would pour out blessings that the Israelites would not have any room to receive. Lord, we're claiming the blessing that you spoke over the Israelites in Malachi. Lord, we're claiming that blessing over every individual, every disciple, every person that has brought back their tithe. Open up the windows of heaven over their life of generosity, of wisdom, of ideas, of favor, of opportunities. Lord, teach us how to be excellent employers and employees and business owners and entrepreneurs. Teach us your ways, God, that surpass the ways of the world. Lord, we thank you that you are opening our eyes to how you provide for us. Even the little things are a big deal to you, Father. We thank you for showing us how you are providing for us. The government doesn't provide for us. You provide for us. You are the one who sustains us, God. And we thank you that you're giving us your heart as we respond to yours. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, when I also pray for those who are wrestling with this idea, Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy and how good you are. And there's nothing that we hold on to, Lord, and I thank you for leading them to be more and more generous like you. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. Amen. Can we praise God? We love you, God.